leading up to the great sporting events 2026.
Welcome to listening to the New English Language Radio News Bulletin dedicated to the major sporting events of 2026, brought to you by Radio Club 103 Dolomiti and Radio Pew, the Agordino radio station.
Pure emotion. The gold won by Federica Brignone in Cortina d'Ampezzo and by Lisa Vitozzi in Antiselva, together with the bronze in the relay in Val di Fiemme with Elia Barb and David Graz, are sporting masterpieces that energize the Dolomites, said Lorraine Burton. At the halfway mark, the overall balance is galvanizing on every level and strengthens the mountain's future appeal. A great Venetian who will go down in history as the youngest Italian Olympic gold medalist ever. This is how Veneto president Alberto Stefani remembers Bruno Siboia, the young coxswain from Treviso who won gold at the Olimpiadi di Città del Messico 1968 before turning 16, alongside Baran and Sambo. He leaves a legacy of passion, civic commitment and determination to inspire younger generations. Achille Lauro will perform at the closing ceremony of the Olimpiadi Invernali Milano Cortina 2026 on February 22 at the Arena di Verona. After the success of the opening ceremony, this announcement adds new excitement to the grand finale, a show produced with Filmmaster that will celebrate athletes, Olympic values and Italy's cultural legacy, turning the event into a shared memory for the world.
Weather forecast for the Dolomites area.
General evolution. On Tuesday, strong but dry cold air currents from the northwest will hit the Veneto Mountains. On Wednesday, a new disturbance will approach from the west, with increasing cloudiness, but still without phenomena. On Thursday, said disturbance will directly affect the northeast, with an episode of moderate bad weather of a wintry nature. The disturbance will move away eastward on Friday, making way for new northerly currents with probable foam conditions.
Milan Cortina represents not only Italy's return to the international winter scene, but also a demonstration of how our country continues to play a leading role in celebrating and promoting the noblest values of global sport.
Towards the major events of 2026.